fine. So this is something we said last year, but it's worth repeating. And besides Rezev, we're not here, so that's fine. So as we spoke about briefly yesterday, even though the Torah does not tell us explicitly why Hashem chose Avram, guys. Even though the pasuk doesn't tell us why Hashem chose Avram, which is why the Midrashim fill in those backstories, in Vayera, in the middle of the Sodom story, when Hashem explains why he's not going to just destroy Sodom without letting Avram in on it, he does give us an insight into what is unique about Avram that makes him qualified to be the father of his nation. And as we said, what is that? Right, it's ki yedativ. It's a puzzle you should know, right? Breishit lechet yotet ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaved banavid beito acharav v'shamru derech Adonai lasot tzedakah u'mishpat l'man avi Adonai el Avram et asher diber elav. That he teaches that he knows that he will educate his children in tzedakah u'mishpat, and one would expect that if this is the reason that Avram is qualified to father the nation that's going to represent God, that what would you expect to find in the future? If I look through Tanakh, what would I expect? Places in which these values are mentioned as important, right? Meaning if this is in fact definitional to the Jewish people, then you would expect it to be important. What do you think? Do we find it?
Yes,
you would expect this, and you do, right? You do. Give me an example. Give me a famous example. What's the example of Kriyat Shema?
Why?
You're just like throwing out famous psukim. Yeah? What David is saying, Rilchenstein used to do this sometimes, what you're clearly saying, right, is something that Rashi Weiss says, which is that there's actually two parts to this pasuk, right? There's two things that are unique about Avram. One is the content of his mission, and the other is that his focus on the ability to educate, right? Rav Asher Weiss points out that second point is, right, there's a machlokes haposkim, whether the formal mitzvah of chinuch applies only to sons or to daughters. And Rav Asher Weiss argues that whatever you think about the formal mitzvah of chinuch, it's clear that there is some Torah value, what he calls ratzon ha-Torah, of educating your children, because half of the reason that God chooses Avram is his ability to take whatever message is important and educate. That is found in Kriya Shema. You are correct. If that's what you meant, good. If not, it's also true. But what about the content, right? That's sort of the structure, right? The fact that Avram is capable of conveying the messages is one central reason why he's chosen. The content of it, just to give you one example, though there are many. The first parak of Yeshayahu. When do we read the first parak of Yeshayahu?
Shabbos before Tisha B'Av.
Which we call
Shabbos Chazon.
Why do we call it Shabbos Chazon?
Because it starts Chazon Yeshayahu.
Because it calls Chazon Yeshayahu. Now, what is Chazon Yeshayahu about? Things are going to go really bad. Why are they going to go really bad? And tell me if you hear any resonances from our parsha. Remember, the claim that Avram gets chosen because of his ability to educate in Tzedakah u'Mishpat is brought up in the context of what story? I said it before.
Sodom.
Right? Sodom. And much of this story, as you go through it, is a contrast between the values of Avram and the values of Sodom. Now let me read a few psukim from Chazon Yeshayahu and tell me whether this is sounds like it's an invoking this, right? Shimu Dvar Adonai Kitzinei Sodom Hazinu Torat Eloheinu Am Amora. Right, Yeshayahu turns to the Jews and says, well, really, one pasuk before that is Lulei Adonai Tzvaotir Lanu Sarid Kimat Kistoma Inu Lamorad Daminu. If God hadn't left us a surviving element, we would have been overturned like stone. And then he moves from that to the Musar and says, that's because you're acting like stone. What does it mean that you're acting like stone? He says, I don't want your Karbanot, right? Lama li rov zivcheichem, etc. Why? Right, why doesn't he want their Karbanot? Because what do they do?
They also worship other gods.
So that's not actually what he says here. So if you skip down to Yud Zayin, he says, Limdu heitev, dirshu mishpat, ashru chamot, shiftu yatom, rivu almana. Right? The problem is that you're not doing this, which is seek out justice, right? Judge the yatom, the almana. And because you're not doing that, you're like stone. And then in the famous final pasuk of Chazon Yeshayahu, he says, and what will it take? What will it take for you to have nechama? For God to forgive you and to bring you back from galut? What is going to be the key? Right? If the problem is that you are stone-like, then what is the solution? Tzion bimishpat tipadeh vishaveha bitztaka. If you... Right, you will be redeemed if you have mishpat and staka. Where do we learn the? Where are those words from? Yes, what was the pasuk again? I'll read it for fifth time. Ki yidativ leman asher yitzaved banav et beito acharav v'shamru derech Adonai lasot staka u'mishpat leman avi Adonai l'Avraham et asher diber elav. Avram is chosen. The promises are contingent on Avram educating his children to keep tzedakah u'mishpat. And therefore, not surprisingly, in Yeshayahu, when Yeshayahu is explaining why it is that you don't deserve it and you're going to be like stone, who are the anti-Avrams, right? Remember, that's the story here, right? That's the whole irony of the story, is that Avram is called on to defend stone, even though he is their polar opposite. He tells them the reason that you are going to be punished is because you're like Stoma, not like Avram. And if you want to be redeemed, then you have to have tzedakah u'mishpat and be like Avram. Right? This is not like, right? This is one of those things you notice in Tanakh. It's not like huge chidushim. Like, there are certain core things that Tanakh tells you here. These are values you have to keep. These are things that are really important. This is what your brachot are contingent on. You do it, it'll be fine. You don't do it, it will be terrible. And if you're currently doing it and you want to avert disaster, then stop doing it. Right? The Tanakh doesn't want us to guess. Right? And this is one of those things that it's worth looking through in Tanakh, because you'll find that this message, right, that Avram's derech, or the derech Hashem, which Avram represents, is tzedek u'mishpat, justice and kindness and whatever exactly the valence of those words are, but not taking advantage of the unfortunate and helping them and things. All those things that are wrapped up over there in that first parak of Yeshayahu, and also in, you know, Shea and Amos and, you know, all those Nevi'im Acharnim and etc. Right, Hashem doesn't, right, it's not like unfair. It's not like, right, sometimes you'll say, well, how did I know? How should I have known that that's what you wanted? The answer is, this is not a secret. This is what God told you, is definitional of the path of Avram. You keep it, things will be good. You don't, things will be terrible. It's really quite simple. Okay? So like I said, we did this last year, but that deserves repeating at least once a year, considering the centrality of that basic claim to Tanakh. Okay?